Hello, my name is Nicole Chavez. We have been studying birds in our class with a naturalist from Valle de Oro, Teresa Skiba. Ms. Teresa has been teaching us with the Audubon program for fourth graders called Birds of a Feather Explore Together.
My name is Angel. John Audubon was born in 1785. He was an artist and an ornithologist. That means he studied birds. He made hundreds of paintings of birds. First, we learn what makes a bird a bird. Birds have hollow
bones, feathers, and wings.
Those things help them to fly. Birds also have
beaks.
My name is Kayla. One thing we learned at Valle del Oro was what all living things need to survive. We learned that living things need food, water, shelter, and air to survive.
Hello, my name is Brianna. When we go to Valle de Oro, they give us binoculars. Then we go into the bosque and we look for birds and we listen for their sounds too. We have seen robins and hairy woodpeckers. We saw phoebes and sandhill cranes.
My name is Haley. We each picked a New Mexico bird we were interested in, and after we investigated our birds, we wrote poems. Mine is about a hummingbird. My bird is a ruby-throated hummingbird. You shine in the sun, that's you. Pretty is all I can explain. Your colors also pretty, old-fashioned that shine in the sun. You magnificent bird, you can be a queen and king. That's you. The sound of your song is so pretty. You are like a queen and king. You shine, shine, shine.
My name is Christina. My bird is the Ross's goose. Oh, Ross Goose, you're so awesome. You're white as snow. Your home should be Antarctica. Oh, Ross Goose, your nest is so fluffy and full of feathers. Oh, Ross Goose, your eggs are white like you. You can lay 2 to 6 eggs, and that is awesome.
Hello, my name is Gerardo Delgado. My bird is a box swift. A box swift likes to fly up in the sky like a butterfly. A box swift likes to fly side to side like a butterfly. A box swift likes to fly to capture insects that fly like a butterfly. And a box swift likes to spend time in the blue sky like the blue ocean.
My name is Alan. My bird is the black vulture. Black vulture, I like how you share food with other black vultures. Black vulture, I like how your face looks like a mask. Black vulture, I like how you have a meeting place where groups can assemble.
I'll be your band Artichoke from their 26 Animals release. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM FM and KUNM.org. We've got kids from Mrs. Dawson's fourth grade class at Valle Vista Elementary right here in Albuquerque's South Valley. These kids have written poems inspired by a year-long project at the Valle del Oro National Wildlife Refuge.
Good morning. My name is Yvonne Garcia, and my bird name is Round-Capped Rosy Finch. I like you, Rosy Finch. You fly fast and grow fast. You like the cold, just like me, and you stay at a building. I like you, Rosy Finch, because you are so cute and wonderful.
Good morning. My name is Macario. I've been studying the spotted sandpiper. Spotted sandpipers probe for food around their territory. They have strong beaks to penetrate sand and eat sand crabs and ghost crabs and worms if they're by a river. The spotted sandpiper lives near lakes, the shore, and rivers, nesting on the ground, common near fresh water, 3 to 5 eggs. Egg length is 2 to 3 centimeters. Incubation is 11 to 22 days. Sandpipers have light legs to run fast.
My name is Susana. My bird's name is Gray Jay. Hey, Gray Jay, I like your beak. Pointing helps you eat. I like your beak. It's not long. You lay one egg. Whoa, cool. Your nest is 4 to 6 inches, and your nest is in the forest in a tree. I like the colors of your wings, black, and I like the colors of your body, black and white.
The little bird hops through the bright green grass, and the bright green grass grows high. The little bird hops through the bright green grass, and the little bird sings, oh my, oh my, oh my. The little bird sings, oh my. The little bird sits in the strawy nest, and the strawy nest sits still. The little bird sits in the strawy nest, and the little bird sings, oh well, oh well, oh well. The little bird sings, oh well. The little bird flies through the bright blue sky, and the bright blue sky blows by. The little bird flies through the bright blue sky, and the little bird sings, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. The little bird sings, bye-bye.
Joining us in the studio today, kids from Mrs. Dawson's fourth grade class at Valle Vista Elementary School right here in Albuquerque.
My name is Angel. Mississippi Kite, your colors are awesome. I heard you are an aerialist, and your wingspan is 3 feet, and that you build your nest by a wasp's nest. You have curved beaks to catch your prey. You hunt in groups to catch your prey. That's why I like you, Mississippi Kite.
Hello, my name is Nicole Chavez. My bird is the Golden Crown Kinglet. Hi, Golden Crown Kinglet. Don't the males establish a territory and chase males intruders by giving rapid sound notes? It's cool how you guys have a crown patch on your head. A crown patch. Crown patch. Do you like eating insects and seeds? I really like your colors, how your head is pale olive, gray below, yellow, orange, crown patch. That's why I really like you, bird.
My name is Macario. At Valle de Oro, we learned how to identify scat, which is poop. We learned that when it's round, it was made by an herbivore, and when it's almost an oval with fur in it, it was made by a carnivore.
Hello, my name is Christina. We also learned about birds' adaptations. Adaptations are some helpful things that help birds survive in their different habitats. One adaptation is hollow bones that make the bird lighter to be able to fly. The adaptations that all birds have are beaks, feathers, wings, and talons. We learned that the bird beaks are different because they help birds eat different things. For example, some beaks are sharp and curved, and they help those birds tear meat off the bones of their prey. Now Ivan is going to tell us the best thing we learned in Valle de Oro.
Hello, my name is Ivan Navarro. You will never look at mistletoes the same. One thing we noticed in the bosque was that there was mistletoe growing on the tops of the cottonwood trees. We learned that the mistletoe grows there because a bird eats a mistletoe berry, and when they poop it out, it gets stuck to their behinds. Then they rub it on a tree branch, and when the berry comes off, the mistletoe grows, and that is gross-tastic.